cases of it and store it.
So I have to do a lot of menu planning to try and use the food efficiently and use it up before some items go bad, knowing that some won't last as long as others.
Yeah, to some aspect, but you look at the groups that are coming on board, and if you have more college kids than you have adults, then you know the fruit and stuff is going to go a little quicker, so you don't per se have to look into it that hard because you know it's going to be one of the first things that you're out of. So your biggest point at that time is what you're going to substitute it with, what's going to happen then. You know, usually, like I said, it lasts, got a real shelf life that's stable, so you really don't have to worry about it too much. The stuff that we do have to worry about is our seafood, so we freeze what we can, and cheese has become a problem because you can't freeze them.
Right.
So they start molting and stuff on you. That's when you eat a lot of grilled cheese, and you eat a lot of casseroles, and everything suddenly has cheese on it. That's when you know it's getting about that time.
Do you find it difficult to cook for specific diets?
Well, we automatically prepare a veggie entree. Every meal gets one of those. The only problems that you really run into is people who are diabetic and they're very